Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all of us tonight. Thank God for you in the name of Jesus. We give God praise. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank him enough for all that he does for us on a regular basis. I thank God, even the things that we are aware of, the things that are unbeknownst to us, God is a good God. God is a gracious God. God is a powerful God. And we thank God that we belong to the body of believers, the family of God. So we thank God for this prayer line. We thank God for the power of prayer on today. Hallelujah. We are a grateful people. We are appreciative. Like the woman of God said, the anointing of God, anoint us, Lord, today. Because we know the anointing shatters, destroys, breaks the yokes that try to choke the blessings out of our lives. So we give God praise. Amen. For the supernatural ability that he has put on our lives. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Rebecca is here. Pastor Anthony, the New Creation Church family. We thank God. We continue to pray. We had a water baptismal service at our church on Sunday. Over seven souls actually, the number of completion. Seven souls, amen, was water baptized at New Creation Church this Sunday. And it was just a blessing, a wonderful move of God with the ordinance of holy baptism in the name of Jesus. And we continue to pray for those souls that went down in the water, amen, that they came up different in the name of Jesus. But we are here to pray tonight because the word says to pray without ceasing. If my people, 2 Chronicles, who are called by my name, would humble themselves, it takes a spirit of humility to pray. And we thank God that he has given it to us. Humble themselves and pray. Seeking my face, I will heal the land. So we're calling on the name of Jesus on tonight. Hallelujah. I want to read from Deuteronomy 28. We read this in our church on Sunday. God said revisit it tonight. Get it back in the atmosphere. And I'm going to be obedient to his word. Just a few verses. Deuteronomy chapter number 28, verse number 2. And we're going to pray. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Verse 6. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come against you one way and flee before you seven different ways. The Lord shall command a blessing upon you. Verse 9. The Lord shall establish you a holy people unto himself, as he swore to thee, and to keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and to walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by his name, and they shall be afraid of you. Verse number 12. And the Lord shall open up his good treasure, the heaven, to give you rain in your season. Verse 13. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And you hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, which he command you to observe and to do. We pray tonight. I believe, I know it's Old Testament, but God worked through patterns. God worked through principles. We need to know the nature of God, that he is blessing us, New Testament believers. And God is saying, I want to bless you. I brought you out to bless you. I brought you out to give you a better life. I brought you out that you might increase. I brought you out that you may change for the better. I brought you out of that negative situation, away from the negative people, out of those negative thoughts, because I had better for you. Come on, somebody. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts I think towards you. And he said, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The field represents food and produce and growth and agriculture and water, like the wells of water were found in the fields. And then the city represents the marketplace, the money that you will make on your job and in your career. God says, I'm going to bless it. Come on, somebody. I'm going to bless your job, and I'm going to bless it so that you'll have food, a shelter, and your necessities. Blessed coming in, blessed going out. I said goodness and mercy are following you. Following you. Favor is following you. Receive that thing by faith on tonight. Goodness and mercy are following you all the days of your life. And he says in verse 4, blessed shall be the fruit of your body. To every parent, every mother, every father that we are talking to tonight, we got to know that our children are blessed. Our kids are blessed. God says, I want godly offspring. I want generations to come to serve me. And we got to, even as spiritual beings, we can't look at their behavior sometimes. We just got to know they're blessed. Come on. We can't look at their behavior. We can't look at what they're caught up in. We got to know that they are blessed and they are chosen. Never shall I see the righteous forsaken, Psalm 37. Nor their children begging. And I thank God that our children are covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Every father, every mother, know that your child is covered and that they are blessed. He says, I will command a blessing upon you. Oh, glory. Pastor, I love that. Only other time I think I saw that, it may be somewhere else, but I think it's around Psalm 133 where he said, blessed are you when you dwell together in unity. And at the end of that chapter, he says, there I will command a blessing. So when we come together in unity and oneness, on one accord with one heart, with one agenda, like this prayer line, God says, now I'm going to command a blessing. Oh, glory. I'm sending an angel right now to bless you. I'm sending angels right now to bless this prayer line because you guys are on one accord with one agenda, with one heart. You are a united front. And I thank God for this prayer line. He said, there I will command a blessing. Amen, somebody. And it says it right here, God wants us to be a holy people. And we're going to pray tonight. But in the days in which we are living, God is the only one that can keep us holy. We can put forth our best effort, but we need the Holy Ghost. Pastor preached that thing on Sunday. We need the help of the Holy Spirit. We need the person of the Holy Spirit to help us in the times in which we are living. And we got to pray because this world, this culture, look at TV, look at music, look at what the world's agenda is. It's not lining up with the things of God. So for us to be holy, we need God. Finally, he says this, I'll deal with your enemies. I'm not going to get into that tonight, but we got to stop giving haters and jealous people, coveting people so much attention. We got to stop giving them so much power. God says, your enemies will come at you, but let me deal with them. Amen, somebody. And finally, your hands are blessed because I'm going to open up my treasure to you. I'm receiving this for myself. Because as me and my wife write books, as we do ministry, as we try to, not try to, as we bless people, as we try to serve the Lord in the capacity of under-shepherds, he said, blessed shall be the work of your hands. And it doesn't matter what you are doing. Look at your hands right now and see that they're blessed. Father, we thank you for prayer tonight. We thank you for the promises for our life of yes and amen. We thank you in the name of Jesus that our eye has not seen, our ear have not heard, it hasn't entered our hearts, the things that you have prepared for us who love you. The devil comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But you came, Jesus, that we might have life and have it abundantly. We're praying tonight for a marriage of abundance. We're praying tonight for families of abundance. We're praying tonight for our businesses, which will have abundance. We're praying for our churches, New Creation Church. We speak abundance over you today. We pray for every family. on this line tonight.
Yeah.
That you will cover them, God, with your blessing.
Yeah.
They, Lord, glory. We're not blessed based on the world's standard, but we're blessed because you say we're blessed. And God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those hurting. I pray for those who are struggling. I pray for those who are suffering. Because this storm too shall pass. Oh, I felt that right there. In the name of Jesus. Somebody's in a storm as I speak. And it looks like it ain't going to be no end to it. But believe God that as you come out of that thing, you're going to come out of it better. You're going to come out of that thing better. In the name of Jesus. You may be on the unemployment line today, but God's about to give you a steady career, a steady income. Your relationship might be going through, but God says, I'm going to give you solid footing in the name of Jesus. I didn't read it in the text, but if you go back and read Deuteronomy 28, he said, I will establish your going. I will establish you. So, God, we thank you for the people of God tonight. We thank you that you would establish our footing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Order our steps, Lord. Order our steps, God, in the name of Jesus. Order our steps through your word. Through your word. Through your word.
Yes.
That was our wedding song. Order our steps through your word, dear Lord. Lead us, guide us every day. Send your anointing. Father, I pray. Order our steps through your word. God, let your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Lord, we need you. We see tonight how you want to bless us.
Yes.
But there's a real devil. There's a real opposition.
Yes.
There's a real resistance of what you're trying to get to us. But we bind that spirit up tonight. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, have your way. Come on, people of God. God, remove every barrier. Remove every roadblock. Remove every hindrance in the name of Jesus. Every obstacle. Hallelujah. You say we can speak to the mountain and it's going to get up out of our way. You say we can speak, glory be to God, to the adversary, and he must bow. So God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for greater anointing.
Yes, God.
Greater strength.
Yes, Lord.
Greater power.
Yes.
Kodobo o kata. Kele kobo o sheba. Ra kele e kobo o shaba. Baba kele bo o baba baba baba. Lord, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, we pray for New Creation Church. Thank you for 12 years of ministry. God, continue to do what only you can do. You said, lest you build the church, they that labor in vain. Lest you build the house, we stay up late and we wake up early. And you say, you got to do it. Oh! God, we give New Creation to you. We give this ministry to you. Watch over it, God. We're just stewards of what you gave us stewards over. In the name of Jesus, help us to remain faithful, God. Help us in the mighty name of Jesus to remain fruitful in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for every member that's praying for their pastors, every member that wants the best for New Creation Church. Strengthen the local church, God. Help us be a blessing to the community of Hillside, North Irvington, Union, Bloomfield. In the name of Jesus, Elizabeth, help us, God, hallelujah, to be a hospital for the sick, to be a schoolroom for the lack of educated, to be, in the name of Jesus, a place for the broken and downtrodden, the disenfranchised, in the name of Jesus, those who have been counted out by society, those who have experienced church hurt. Oh,
yes, God.
Pastor, I'm going to get this to you, but as I said, church hurt.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody has experienced church hurt.
Yes, sir.
And God says, we bind that spirit up tonight.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
We put the spirit of love back in the atmosphere. Back into God's church where it belongs.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Have your way, God.
We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We exalt you, oh God. We exalt you. We exalt you. We lift you up, oh God. We exalt your name, God. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh God, just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, oh God. Lord, you are worthy. We exalt your name today. We magnify your name. You are worthy. We come before your throne, oh God. We come boldly, oh God. Hallelujah. Reverently towards your throne, oh God. Hallelujah. Just coming, oh God. Father God, seeking your face, reverencing you, worshiping you, praising you, magnifying your name. You are Lord of Lords. You are King of Kings. You are the great I am. You are the beginning and the end, the first and the last, Alpha and Omega, the Lamb that was slain. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, God. We worship your name on today. You alone are worthy, God. There is none like you, oh God. And yet will we praise you, God. Yet will we glorify your name. Yet will we magnify your name. Yet will we give you and you only the glory, huh? The honor and the praise. We lift our voices and we praise you on tonight, God. We give you, hallelujah, the sacrifice of praise, oh God. The sacrifice of the fruit of our lips,
yeah.
Oh God. We worship you, God. You are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living waters. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for the baptism of power. We thank you for the baptism of fire, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That we are not lukewarm, oh God, but we are on fire for you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you and we praise you today for lighting the fire in our bellies, lighting the fire in our hearts. Lighten the fire, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we love you tonight. We bless your name, oh God. We thank you for your presence on this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your favor. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your power. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your purpose, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, that you know you already died for us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for taking our sins upon the cross.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the redemption of the blood that was shed. My God, hallelujah, Lord, we love you tonight.
Jesus.
Oh, and we worship your name. We worship you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. Have your way on this prayer line, God. We thank you, Lord. We bind up anything that's not like you, oh God. Touching and agreeing, binding up offense and church hurt, binding up, oh God. Hallelujah. Division and strife. Binding up, oh God. Every plan of the devil, oh God. We bind it up. We reject every plan of the devil, and we loose your plan, we loose your purpose, we loose your power on this prayer line. We loose your plan, we loose your purpose, we loose your power, we loose your magnificence in the church, in the sanctuary, oh God. Lord, continue to have your way, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. Oh,
Jesus.
We thank you for breakthrough.
Yes, God.
We thank you for breakthrough, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for breakthrough. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We worship you, oh God. We thank you that no weapon formed against your people can prosper. Somebody needs to hear that on today. God is saying that there's no weapon
nothing
formed against you.
Yep.
That can prosper. God says continue to press, continue to persevere, continue to move forward, continue to pursue.
Yes.
My God, hallelujah, because greater lies ahead of you than what you're facing right now. My God, some of you are in the fire of adversity. Some of you are in a trial right now.
Yep.
The devil is trying to wreak havoc in every direction in your life and every part of your life, but you have to persevere. Mm. You must continue, hallelujah, to pursue those things which God has put in your heart, knowing that if God be for you, then that's more than the whole world against you. In the name of Jesus, and you have to reject and refuse everything that the devil is trying to hand you and declare and decree, as for me and my house, we shall continue to worship God. Yes. We shall continue to serve God. We shall continue to praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. You and God are majority. You and God are majority. Hallelujah. Continue to keep God first. Continue to keep your eyes stayed on Jesus.
Yes,
He is. Yeah, He is the author and the finisher of your faith.
Your faith.
My God, my God. And then as long as you continue to pursue Him, my God, you're winning. Oh, my God. As long as you keep Jesus first, you're winning. As long as you keep your mind stayed on Him and the promises of God in and through Him, you are winning. My God, I came to serve notice on the devil tonight that he is already defeated. My God. And that God's plan and purpose for your life shall prevail in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we worship you on tonight. Continue to have your way. We pray for your church, God. We pray for the universal church, God. We pray for the church everywhere, God. We pray for New Creation Christian Ministries. We pray for the local assembly, God. And we thank you for your blessings upon your house. We thank you for your blessings upon your people. We thank you for your blessings, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that for a spirit of unity. We thank you, Lord, for a spirit of love being dispensed throughout your church. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We loose your anointing, oh God, even into the church house when we go in on Wednesday, when we go in on Sunday, God. We ask, Father God, you will be with both congregations, New Creation Christian Ministries and Faithful Christian Ministries, that you will loose your power, oh God. Let your Shekinah glory rain down in their house, oh God. We pray, Father God, for Cloud 9 Ministries, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your fire, that your power, that your peace, my God, that your unity, that your love will reign in that church, will reign in all three congregations in the name of Jesus, and in the church universal, oh God, that there will be no strife, no division, no dissension, no offense, nothing, Father God, separating your people, that we will dwell together on one accord, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank
from the pew
Lord.
To the pulpit, from the front door to the back door, from the sanctuary to the fellowship hall, God, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, that you are having your way in our houses, in your church, the church of the living God. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you for New Creation Christian Ministries, Faithful Christian Ministries, Cloud 9, Tri-Faith Ministries, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every church that's open in your name, continue to have your way, God. We will turn your people, will turn the world upside down, Father God. Lord, course, shut them up. Let your spirit move through this prayer line. Let your spirit saturate the life of every person on this prayer line, God. Lord, revive us again, oh God. Let revival fire, Father God, hit this prayer line. Let revival fire, revival fire, hit your church. Let us not lose our fire. in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
To God be the glory. We give God praise. We give God honor on tonight. There's none like our Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be all glory.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Press one, amen, on your phone if you want to pray tonight. If you got a testimony, amen, somebody. If you got a testimony of the goodness of God, what he's doing in your life, amen, that may encourage somebody on tonight. Hallelujah. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. And I know God has given you a recent victory over something. So if you want to just testify tonight, if you got a prayer concern, press one on your phone, and we will, amen, open up your phone line. We saw a hand raised already, and we're going to put that first caller through. But for everyone else, if you press one on your phone, to God be the glory, we will take your call in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. We give God praise tonight. We thank God for his blessing. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for his goodness on tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
God is a good God.
Yes.
And amen. As we read those blessings, we know that we receive it by faith. The blessings of the Lord, which are rich, it says it adds no sorrow. And we thank God, amen, as we are blessed. To God be the glory. It's not going to bring pain to our life, but it brings freedom. It brings liberty. It brings prosperity. It brings, in the name of Jesus, everything that God intended it to bring, peace into our families. So we thank God for the peace of the Lord being with you, not just as a benediction in the church, but we believe shalom is with you on tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Take that caller, Pastor, in the name of Jesus. This is our first caller tonight, and it's 678. We give God blessings and praise for you.
We call out my name. Knew my past covered my shame. This amazing grace you shown so patiently, you've shown so patiently, and you waited for me, just for me. Ooh. You waited for me, just for me. Oh, where would I be if you left me, God? Where would I be if you left me, God? Where would I be if you left me, God? Where would I be if you left me? You've waited, waited, you waited, waited. You've waited, waited, you've waited, waited. Where would I be if you left me, God? Where would I be if you left me, God? Where would I be if you left me, God? Where would I be if you left me, God? And where would I be if I didn't have God in my life? Where would I be if I didn't have God in my life?
Yes.
I don't know where I would be. I would be destroyed if I didn't have God in my life. So I'm so grateful to have God in my life. And thank you, Jesus, for being so gracefully with me and waiting for me to find my way to you, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just want prayers however the Lord leads your heart, Pastor Rebecca. Thank you.
Amen. We give God praise for that. And as you said, Sister Maria, the Lord waited. The patience of God, amen. He wished that no man perish. Amen. It says in Peter how he tarries, that no man would perish. And we give God praise, amen, for that song that you sang,
yes,
how
yes.
God waits for us in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes.
So we're going to just pray. Amen. You testified that he waited for you, so let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We know that you're still working. She's still in the potter's wheel like all of us. But, God, she see how you waited in certain seasons in her life in the name of Jesus. And right now, God, we thank you for the fruit of patience. We thank you in the name of Jesus that you have given her, God, wisdom and understanding and knowledge at this stage in her life. And we believe in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for her growth. We thank you for her productivity. We thank you in the name of Jesus as she has improved in so many areas that you'll continue to do the work in her life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, this future grandmother, this mom, this woman of God, God, serving you sometime in the spirit of song and as a psalmist, God, we thank you, hallelujah, for her life. Thank you for the songs that are merry in her heart. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is her strength on tonight. And God, through sickness and sometimes through, Father God, lack, you have always been there and you have always waited. You have always made a way where there was no way. And God, I thank you, as she shared testimony, even on this prayer line periodically, that there are some future blessings that are stored up for her. Oh, I felt that right there. In the name of Jesus, there's some future battles that she's going to get the victory over. In the name of Jesus, her blessings that will go down to her child and her grandchild. In the name of Jesus, because of the life that she led, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Let your hand be on her life. Give her wisdom, God. Give her even the spirit of discernment to make right decisions, to make good decisions, God. Give her a discerning spirit, God. Open up, send a sign, wonder, a miracle that she can know it's you. In the name of Jesus. So, God, it doesn't matter what she's walking through. It doesn't matter what she has to, in the name of Jesus, in front of her. We know, God, that your hand is on her life. So, Lord, these blessings, even at the outset, that we talked about. Let her be blessed coming in and going out.
Yes, Lord.
Let her be blessed
thank
in the city
you.
When she go to work and in the field when she come home to feed her family. Let her when she
thank
do
you.
Ministry with her church, God. Bless her as she interact with people in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. And
yes,
God, help
Jesus.
Her to win souls. Help her to win
yes,
souls
Lord.
For your kingdom. Let her share
yes.
her testimony with women who are hurting. Let her share
yes,
her
Lord.
Story, God, with people who don't know you. Let her witness, Lord, to somebody that she strikes up a conversation with and tell them about the goodness of Jesus.
Yes.
So, God, you know how you want to use her. You know how you use her with song. Now, God, use her to win souls for your kingdom.
Yes.
So, God, we speak a blessing over her life, her son, over the baby to come. So, God, continue to do what only you can do. In Jesus'
thank
name,
you,
we say amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank
you.
To
God be the glory.
To God be all the glory, Jesus. Thank you.
As we read Sister Maria tonight, God opening up his good treasure and the work of your hands, I believe as far as what your career is and God pouring down a blessing, just get ready to receive. Amen.
Yes, Lord, I receive that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah,
yes.
Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just bind up every spirit of distraction, oh God. We just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For every spirit of distraction being bound in Sister Maria's life, that she will be able to continue to discern, oh God, everything that you have for her to discern. God, we ask for wisdom, oh God. We ask for clarity, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even in her secret prayers, oh God, that she's been praying to you, God, that you will give her clarity. Show her the signs that you need her to see, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you. We praise you, oh God, for revelation. We thank you, Lord, for clarity. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that everything hidden, oh God, will be revealed, oh God. Even the hidden agenda of the enemy, oh God, that you will let Sister Maria see everything that she needs to see during this season and in her life. Let her see who's for her. Let her see who's against her. Let her see the direction you will have her to take. Order her steps, as Pastor spoke and prayed earlier. God, we pray for you to order her steps in your word, oh God, and even to begin to give her visible signs, oh God, even now, God, on which way to go and which direction to take, oh God, even pertaining to every person that enters into her life, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Oh, vacation, I felt God right there. Lord, let us see. Let us see what she needs to see, oh God.
Amen.
Even pertaining to the people in her life, oh God. And Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the honor and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. I just
heard God,
even before I started praying, saying, tell her not to be distracted. Don't be distracted, says the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
And
God is going to continue to lead you and guide you and show you everything that you need to see in this season. This is a very precarious season, my God, that you're in. It's a delicate season, my God. And God says, keep your eyes on me, and I will continue to lead you and show you everything that you need to, where you need to go and what you need to see in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Big hugs coming from Jersey to Georgia.
God bless you. Love you.
Praise God. We're going to take another caller. Callers are dropping off. If you drop off, just call back in. If you drop off, just call back in. If you want prayer and you're not live, if you're listening through the internet, you could call 646-652-4832. Area code 757. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Give him praise.
Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony, you said, well, if you have a praise, and I just, it just hit me. It's like, you know what? I'm not going to wait until it comes, because that's what I was going to do. I was just going to wait. You know, I'll just wait until it comes, and then I'll give, you know, give my testimony and the praise. And then you said something, and it just, like, ignited or sparked something. So I just hit that one button. It's that, and I had it earlier. It's like when, help me, the Holy Spirit. When we start praising him for what he's doing, and just praising him, like I said, I'm praising him ahead of time. I know what it is. There was something said and spoken, and I don't know which service it was or whether it was on the prayer line, but there was something spoken, and was confirmed another time spoken, that that there's going to be things happening. And the scripture that says that he opens the windows of heaven so much that you will not have room enough to receive it. And the abundant flow, the overflow, and the abundance of overflow. And so anyway, I just wanted to give him praise, because it's that's what the word was. It's going to come a time when there's going to be so many offers coming in, and they're going to be coming to you. And those offers are going to be coming like the windows of heaven being opened up. And there are going to be so many that you are going to have that place to choose what you want. You're not going to be trying to figure out what. So I had received that word, and I took hold of it, and I was like, yeah, Lord, you had mentioned that before. I'm taking hold of it again. So I just wanted to give that testimony. I mean, it's like I'm getting hits in my email. You know, I put my applications in. I'm getting applications in, getting resumes out, and doing the online thing. And God did. He keeps reminding me. It's like, Lord, I need to get out there. I need to go and get out there. And I've only been able to do so much, and I've been doing mostly online because of transportation and other things. So it's like I would hear him, would hear those hints of what he told me before. You know how you hear echoes? Somebody tells you something, and they only told you once, but you hear an echo of a reminder of, you know, you hear that voice reminding you. And so that's what I would hear. I would just hear that reminder of when he said, he's bringing it to me. And there's a scripture that says that too, that they're it's going to come in to you. So anyway, I just wanted to give praise for that because I started getting emails to inviting as far as invitations for interviews, invitations to go ahead and they saw my resume on one of those like Career Builders, Indeed, and some of those they saw my resume and they want me to respond back to them if I'm interested. Mm-hmm. And I've just had so many of those coming in. I'm having offers. Yeah. They're calling me. They're sending me emails inviting me to put my application in, to get in touch with them, to set up those interviews. Mm-hmm. So I have interviews being set up as we speak. You know, just this week I have interviews coming up. And it's like I have to choose. It's come in so much that I'm like, Lord, I'm not sure which one. Help me to choose. You know, it's not, oh, God, help me, let something come. It's like, God, help me to make the right choice. I'm not sure which one I want because it's not, well, I really wanted that one, but all these other ones are coming. No, it's like, oh, my goodness, this is good. I would have wanted to do before. And I thought, well, I can't do those things now. And God is just like giving me that little push, like, yes, you can. This is a new day. This is a new beginning. And go for those things that I thought it was too late for. So these are the kind of offers I'm getting and that I was pulling back from. And God is saying, no, you go for them. Just, and I hear the echo of my pastor saying, put those applications in, put those resumes in. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go for it. So I had a phone interview today, and he asked me, he's like, well, why do you want this, and why would you be interested? And, I mean, I'm just talking freely. The conversation's flowing. The interview is flowing. And I gave it to the Lord. I said, Holy Spirit, help me with this call. I commit this call to you. Help me with this phone, because I didn't know it was a phone interview. And mm-hmm. I thought I was just calling. I called him, and he was calling me back. And I thought he was going to set up an interview for me to come in. He called me, and the interview had started. So I'm like, okay, Holy Spirit, help. So
amen.
It just flowed. So, and it's a position that I wouldn't have gone for. I pulled back on positions like that. I'll give my testimony of which job I decide on. which one I end up in. But I'm going to give that testimony now. Praise God.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Well, what a blessing. And we talked about being blessed in the city, which represents the marketplace. And as you said, yes, because you didn't box God in, sometimes we go and we're so locked into what we want. And you took the limits off of God, and God is now giving you unlimited blessings. And you have, like you said, just multiplication going on. And that's the God we serve.
Yes.
He said it'll be too much for you to receive.
My God.
You can't be two places at one time like him. So you got your choice. And we thank God for that testimony.
Yes.
I'm sure it's encouraging somebody tonight that, like you said, it looked like no doors were opening, and now every door is opening. And that's the God we serve. So what an awesome testimony in the name of Jesus. Let us pray before we let you go. Father, we know that she's a worshiper, a praiser, God, that she honors you in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, as far as income and career and money, God. Even seeing, Father God, she said in her natural logical thinking, she would not even go for these kind of positions. And God, you're opening the door that no man can shut. God, she see your hand in this, and she know that if you open this door, if you sit her at the table, if you give her this place of employment, that, God, you would get the glory out of the people she'll interact with, out of the bosses and the supervisors and the coworkers and those that, God, she would hallelujah come face to face with. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we believe this is you.
Yes,
we believe that your hand is all over this, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that she's been faithful to her pastors, faithful to the word that is coming across that pulpit. Faithful, God, believing you by faith, God, that you are speaking into her life in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, she's not just a hearer of the word, but she is a doer of the word. I feel God, not just a hearer of the word, but because she, hallelujah, now her faith without works is dead. And I thank you, Lord, that she's putting her hand to the plow and she's not looking back. In the name of Jesus, she's plowing for her family. She's plowing for her children. She's plowing for those that she loves. She's making a way for the generation coming behind her. They're watching her walk. They're watching her faith. They're watching her God. They're watching prayer work. They're watching in the name of Jesus, you answering prayer, and you doing things that only you can do in a market like we're living in, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So, God, continue to let her praise. Continue to let her sing. Continue to let her witness. Continue to let her worship. Oh, Lord, let her praise you when she go to bed at night. Let her praise you when she open her eyes in the morning. Let her praise you when she go on the physical interviews and the phone interviews. In the name of Jesus, and God, help her. Help her, Lord, as she said. Give her the words to say. Give her the knowledge. Give her wisdom. Give her understanding. Give her a discerning spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you for putting money in her hand. I thank you for meeting all every financial need, every financial need, in the name of Jesus. So, God, make a way.
Yes, God.
Make a way in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
So, God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, God.
And I, you know, as I was praying, I tried to, Sister Rita, I tried to push it out of my mind because I wanted to finish praying. And God said, maybe you forgot about the car. Maybe she forgot about the car. But I have not forgotten about the car. I don't know who that's for or when you're going to have the keys in your hand. You know, but I believe you're still trusting him for transportation.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God's going to make a way. God is, as I was praying, I just saw C-A-R in my spirit.
Amen.
And I said, God, I'm trying to go on my agenda. He said, no, put it in the atmosphere again. So I don't know your needs, but God knows. And I tell you, it's unlimited blessings in this season in your life. So just get ready to be overwhelmed. Get ready to be overwhelmed. You've been faithful over a few. He's about to make you ruler over much. To God be the glory.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. I just keep saying car.
Amen. Praise God. It reminds me of Kayla's testimony. Amen. Even as you were testifying, giving God praise for the open doors, my God, it reminds me of, I heard open doors because I think I sent you that reply back when you told me about the job interview. I sent back open doors. But you told me about the open doors, and it reminds me of Kayla, who has the same faith of her pastors, the same faith for so many of you guys on the line. She wanted to do a research for her psychology major this semester, and she went for she applied for two openings to do research, and she got one that she did not interview for, and then it was, like she said, it was a phone call, and it ended up being an interview, and then the other one she actually went to campus and did an interview for, and that's the one she wanted, and on the day that she was was to move back into her dorm, she got the second opportunity to do research. So she was offered two research open positions, and she has a choice on which one she wants to take. And that's how God is moving right now. One blessing on the heels of another.
Yep.
Amen. It's just blowing our minds during this season. And we could just believe God. Amen. He is just blessing us like that. Amen. Well, we will have multiple choices. Amen. Hallelujah.
It won't just be one choice.
But there will be many options. We got options, my God, as to what God wants to do in the lives of the believers. So we just praise God for that testimony, for open doors. And I concur with Pastor, because even as I was talking about the researches and the open doors, God said the same way with the vehicle, amen, with the car, that there will be more than one choice, amen, hallelujah. That she would have more than one option, amen, as to the vehicle that she will drive and where she will obtain it from. So God is just so awesome, amen, that the blessings are flooding in because of those who are faithful, amen. And those who have been faithful, that God is working things out. So we praise God, hallelujah, for the testimony, amen, hallelujah, that you will have a choice as to even what position that you will occupy in this season in your life. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
All the interviews.
Wow.
Coming after her.
And Pastor and I would say, because you sent me a word on Sunday about the sound. Amen.
And I told Pastor,
I said, look at this, because on that morning, I was dealing with hearing in both of my ears.
Mm.
Amen. You didn't know if it was on my end or yours, but you said there was something about the sound, and you mentioned the word pestilence. Amen. Hallelujah. And I preached on Sunday, and I could not hear. I was preaching for my own healing as I was preaching on Sunday, that my ears were stopped up. Amen. And God had even sent you with that word for me, that there was something going on with the sound. And even while I was preaching, somebody sent me like 20 text messages that interfered with the audio of the sermon that came forth
That's
on
what
Sunday.
It was.
So,
I didn't get the service until after. I caught the replay.
Yeah. So even on the replay, God is talking to us about to be careful that there is nothing that will interfere with the sound, amen, of his voice. There's an authentic kingdom sound, amen.
Wow.
And the devil during this season is trying to interfere with the authentic kingdom sound of God, amen. And he's coming and he's using many different devices and many different vessels, amen, to try to interfere with the sound, amen, hallelujah. So we thank God that there is nothing. And even now, I got a text message from Barbara, and I'm putting it out here. I want to put it out here that she can't get on. She could not get on because she keeps dropping off. Amen. So she has dropped off like 3 or 4 times since we've been live.
Yeah.
And I told her to pray because there is, I want to say this to everybody on this prayer line. God, the devil tried to tell me not to say this, but I'm on the prayer line with some prayer warriors. And I want to say this to everybody on the prayer line. Pray for this prayer line. Pray for this prayer line. Pray for New Creation Christian Ministries. Pray for Pastor Anthony and myself. Because we are in the middle of spiritual warfare, amen. And we are, the devil can't defeat us. He has no limited power, amen. Our power is greater than that of the enemy, amen. So we just thank God for prayer intercessory, prayer warriors that know how to intercede. We are in the middle of intense spiritual warfare, amen. And we know that it's because of what God is doing through the ministry. We just baptized 7 souls Seven people on Sunday. Seven is the number of completion. We just celebrated 12 years of ministry. 12 is the number of government. Come on, somebody.
Yep.
We have already taken on new mantles over our lives. We are walking in apostolic mantles. Amen. And we know that there is another heightened activity in the demonic realm. Amen. And we are just putting the devil on blast tonight. Amen. That he has no dominion, no authority. Amen. Hallelujah. Over this prayer line, over our lives, over New Creation Christian Ministry, the church, the local church, or the prayer over the international ministries that come through Facebook, that come through the prayer line. We cut off all interference right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just thank God. We just thank God for this prayer line and all of the intercessors. I put it out there because we need y'all to pray. Amen. Just pray. Just pray.
Amen.
So Sister Rita, I thank you for being that blessed vessel that said, beware of the warfare that's coming against the sound. And it did come. Amen. And it continues to come. The pestilence is trying to spread like a cancerous disease, like a plague, like the bubonic plague, like cancer. But we cut it off at the root.
Amen.
And two or more, binding it up on earth. And as it shall be and is in heaven, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I just wanted
Keep
to,
up,
I just, yeah, I,
ahead,
I just wanted
ahead,
to add also, the past few weeks, and I didn't notice it at first. I thought it was whatever was going on with me and my activity or whatever. But then I started noticing it was on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and it started on Sundays too. Just this heaviness, it was just like a heaviness. Like I was just feeling like so out of it. And just, I mean, I pray, I get online and I join Facebook, the services and the prayer lines during the services. And I could not pray. And I was pressing through praying, but I noticed there was a heaviness, and I noticed it was just before the call times, just before services on Sunday, and it would lift. It would be gone later on, within the hour of service.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that, and it was like, that's what it is. It was trying to push, and I don't know if it's just me. I don't think it's just me. Anybody who's interceding, anybody who's standing for this, like you said, NCCM and the body of Christ and what God is doing in the earth, in his body, in the church, whatever, every ministry, everything that God is doing in his people, the enemy is coming against. His time is numbered. His days are numbered. His time is short. But that was there. So I don't know if anybody else was experiencing that. And I just want to encourage, press through. I remembered you had said, pray in tongues. And so when those things would hit, I just pray in tongues, because it was trying to fog my mind. It was crazy. And that's how he is. He's crazy and stupid. So when it was coming, started pressing through. And like I said, I just wanted to encourage others. If that heaviness is coming, if anything's coming to try to pull you away from the prayer line or from service times and from praying for our pastors or praying for each other, like Pastor said, that God is doing a work on this prayer line. God is doing a work in NCCM and other places too. It's just, we know what he's doing with us and among us. And God is doing a work, and the hindrances are coming to keep us from being a part of it, to keep us from being on one accord and trying to hinder and slow us down. So just wanted to encourage one another for that and with that.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Yes. Praise God. Amen. And I tell you, God is just doing some new things in you in the prophetic realm. Continue to just hearken to the voice and the unction of the Holy Ghost, and let the Lord continue to use you. And like you said, continue to intercede, amen, for churches everywhere, amen, because especially your church, amen, hallelujah, because a lot of Christians are being deceived in this season, and even Christians coming against the church, and but we have to understand that as Christians, we have power. We have power, and woe, you know, if we allow ourselves to be used against God's church, amen, hallelujah, because we've been, because of whatever we might think we're going through, amen. So we have to be very careful, even with the words that come out of our mouths, when it comes to God's people, you know, the pastors. It was a pastor. We pray for his family right now. I'm the pastor of Inland Ministries who committed suicide on Monday. We bind up that spirit of suicide in the land over the lives of pastors, that pastors everywhere will be encouraged and will not be discouraged. And we bind up that spirit that's been loosed in the land, that's trying to visit the pulpits and trying to visit church houses and trying to visit the pews. We bind it up and we declare victory over every man or woman of God serving in the pulpit, over every marriage, over every family, even financial situations. We pray for every pastor represented on this line, every church, my God, that's represented on this line, every ministry, my God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we thank God, hallelujah, for the lifting of the spirit of heaviness. We thank God for the lifting, my God, hallelujah, of discouragement. We thank God for the lifting of that person who feels like they're up in the name of Jesus, and we speak peace and blessings and prosperity and power. Oh, glory. Over every life. I feel God right now in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And I didn't say that to dwell on it or to be afraid, because God has not given us, come on, a spirit of fear, but we have to be armed and dangerous to the camp of the devil, to let the devil know that we are not church folk, but we are kingdom citizens, amen, and we stand in our kingdom authority. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So God is good, and when you sent me that text, you said, we're going to praise God anyhow, amen, and that's what we did. We praise God anyhow, and we continue to praise God, amen? We continue to praise God.
I was thinking that when I couldn't get through, so.
Amen.
I was putting that in there, but I couldn't get through. I was like, I'm going to praise him anyway. You know what, devil, I'm going to praise him anyway, because I could not get through. It just kept clicking out. So I was
like,
you couldn't get into the service. And when I re-listened to it later, where I had put those texts in, it was like connecting with what you were saying. I was like, God, praise you.
Amen.
So, yep.
That's right. That's right. To God be the glory. We're going to praise God anyhow. Hallelujah.
That's
and
right.
Again, we praise God for your open doors and everything he's doing in your life. Continue
Thank
to walk through every open door. Hallelujah. God is just blessing you and blessing you because of your faithfulness to him. Amen. Hallelujah. He's faithful but few. He's opening many doors in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, God bless you.
God bless you.
We thank God for you and keep us updated on more testimonies to come forth. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.
God
Amen.
Bless.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Love you. Amen. Praise God.
God be the glory.
God be
what
the
a powerful
glory.
Testimony. We fight not against flesh and blood, Pastor.
That's right. That's
so we
right.
thank God. Amen.
Aware.
And as you talked about the spiritual warfare,
yes.
You know, not for us to be afraid, but for us to be aware,
yes.
To God be the glory.
We have a prayer request, amen. We're going to
hallelujah.
Lift up this prayer request,
yes.
Hallelujah. We have a prayer request from Barbara, amen, hallelujah. We're praying for her sister, amen, hallelujah, who's about to have surgery in the name of Jesus. Barbara's listening to us on the live, amen, hallelujah. Standing with you, trying to get back on. We're praying for her sister, Marsha, who is scheduled for surgery. We're praying for Barbara also. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. We worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we glorify you, oh God. You are worthy. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for being the great healer. We thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for being the great I am. That whatever we need, God, you are, oh God. And even in the middle of every situation, you are, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for being magnificent. We thank you for being all powerful. We thank you for being all knowing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we lift up Marcia right now in the name of Jesus. Even as she's scheduled for surgery, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon her life, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that as she goes in for surgery, God, that you will guard the hand of the anesthesiologist, that you will guide the hand of the OR staff, that you will guide the hands of the surgeon, oh God, that you will give her a result, Father God, that's going to bring praise unto your name. God, we thank you for a successful surgery, God. We thank you, Lord, for being with Marcia in the OR room, God. We thank you, Lord, for giving her a faith and a peace, oh God, that surpasses all understanding. We thank you that you are Mama Koshelelekeda, that you have already gone ahead of her and prepared the way, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you for Marcia right now, for her cousin Marcia, oh God. I said it was her sister, her cousin. Lord, continue to be with Marcia and bless her, oh God, and keep her and be with her. Let your angels encamp around that surgery room and let Marcia wake up giving you praise, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for successful surgery, God. We thank you and we praise you. Lord, we praise the prayer for Barbara right now, God. Barbara right now, we thank you for your hand upon her life. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against her can prosper. We thank you that delay is not denial. We thank you, Lord, for opening every door that the enemy tries to shut, God. We thank you, Lord, for removing barriers. Oh, my God, this is prophetic. It's prophetic. It's prophetic. God says, I'm opening every door that the devil tries to shut. God says, Barbara, I'm removing barriers out of your way. He says, I'm removing every hindering spirit. He says, some things, he says, I allow things to be blocked so that you can know that nothing can stop you, so that you can know that there's another way and that prayer is the way. And God says he wants you to see that when one door is closed, that another door is open. God says, continue to look for the open doors. He says, not only look for the open doors, but look for the open windows. He said, before, behold, I open the windows in heaven, and I pour out blessings so big that you can't even receive it. So, Lord, we pray, Father God, for Barbara, and we touch and agree with this word, and we thank you for this word that's being spoken over her life right now, that you're opening the windows of heaven, that where the devil cuts off one way, God, you make another way. Oh, my poor Shana, mama. God says, I'm making a way out of no way. My God, I'm making a way out of what seems to be no way. What has been cut off, God says, openings will occur in other directions. God says, I'm opening up other avenues, in the name of Jesus. Keep your eyes open for the openings that I am creating, even in the blockades, even in the barriers, even in those things that come to try to stop you, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for Barbara. We thank you, Lord, for blessings. We thank you, Lord, for abundance. We thank you, Lord, for prosperity. We thank you for success. We thank you for peace. God said, even in the middle of it all, I'm giving you that peace that surpasses all understanding, a peace that you're resting in me, resting in my promises, rest in the promises of God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for Barbara, resting in your promises, mixing your word with faith, Father. In the name of Jesus, and we bind up every hindering spirit, everything that's coming against her, and we loose your anointing, we loose your blessing, we loose your purpose, we loose your power in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we thank you for Barbara on tonight. We thank you for her coming to the prayer line. We thank you for your blessings being released in her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well, we thank God for Sister Barbara tonight. Amen. To God be the glory. Thank God for her cousin Marcia.
Yes.
We believe by faith that all is well in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. We see another hand raised. We're going to take this next caller. To God be the glory. This is coming from the area code of 252. 252. God bless you this evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, I recognize this voice. God bless you. This is our brother. This is Gary?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
All right. Doing good. Good to hear your voice. Glad you called.
Hey, bro.
I just wanted to thank you guys from last week. I really appreciate the prayer you gave me and my family. I just want to ask you to continue to pray for us and my family.
Well, amen. We're going to do that.
Amen.
We're going to lift that up before the Lord right now and continue to pray to God be the glory. You had anything for specific, or you just wanted to pray a general prayer?
Just a general prayer for keep my family, you know, safe and sound. My sister,
amen.
My mother, my wife,
well,
my son,
God.
And all the kids that's going back to school. Just pray for them.
Amen. Let us lift that up before the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, in the name of Jesus,
thank
we thank
you
for Gary. We thank you for this father, this husband, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah, for his service even to our country. And thank you for his mom and his sisters, God, his son, Lord G. We thank you, Lord, for his family, in the name of Jesus, that they will prosper and be in good health as their souls continue to prosper. We thank you for his local church that he's a part of. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that he serves that pastor and that church community well. We thank you in the name of Jesus, God, as you continue to raise him up in the things of God, that you will use him in a mighty way.
Yes,
God, thank you for your angels that watch over his house and over his family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the invisible realm, Lord, that you are blessing him, that you are keeping him, that God, in the name of Jesus, you see his future and he looks bright in it.
Yes.
So God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for past, present, and future victories. Lord, we know that, hallelujah, there are battles that he has fought that you have allowed him to get the victory in. We know, God, that his eye has not seen, his ear haven't heard, it hasn't entered his heart, that the blessings that you have in front of him. We thank you, Lord, for the people that he'll meet. We thank you for those, God, in the name of Jesus, that help him to get to where
yes,
he is.
Yes,
thank
God.
You for his mom,
thank
and,
you.
And thank you for his siblings, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her, for an example of a godly man, a good man.
Yes,
we thank you that he calls on the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
We thank you for his prayer life
yes,
in
God.
The mighty name
thank
of Jesus.
Lord.
Now, God, continue to give him light. Continue to give him an anointing that destroys every yoke.
Yes, Lord.
Give him supernatural ability, God, on his natural,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Give him, God, as only you can. Hallelujah. The spiritual, invisible things that will make his life better. Give him, God, wisdom and knowledge and understanding that he's never known before. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the fruit of the Spirit, that you would multiply it in his life, that you would increase his income, increase his knowledge of you, God, increase his love for the things of God. In the name of
Jesus.
So, God, whether it's private or personal, you know his private prayers. You know where he pray in his closet. You know, God, every need that he has before your altar.
Yes.
And, God, we thank you that it's already done.
Yes.
We thank you, God, that you have already answered.
Yes,
we thank you, Jesus, that you have kept him all these years of his life. So, God, continue to watch over him. Put a hedge of protection around his life. Bless his marriage. Bless the love that Vonda and Gary have for one another.
Yes, Lord.
Bless this family, God, as they raise little G up in
yes.
the fear, and as they raise him in the fear and admonition of the Lord. It says, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart.
My God.
So give them fatherly wisdom.
Yes, Lord.
Give them fatherly wisdom on how to raise a young man in the things of God.
Yes, God.
So, God, we call this family blessed.
Yes.
Let the favor of God continue to follow Gary. And your grace and your mercy that he has witnessed. He called you a good God, a great God. So your grace and your mercy, he knows about it. Let it continue in his life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And life is good. God is great.
Father
amen.
God, bless you.
Hey,
amen.
Thank you. I appreciate
amen.
It.
To God be the glory. I just see good things coming your way. You're involved in Lord G, their blessings, amen, coming to your in your direction. And I see your ladder being greater. I see your future.
My God.
Your future being better than your past.
Wow.
And because of your spirit of humility, yes, you have a degree of success, but God said there's more.
Mm.
God
Amen.
Said there's much more.
Amen.
So God said there's much more in store for you because you have been faithful over the little, and God wants to make you ruler over much.
My God.
Bless you so much that you can be a blessing to a lot more people. That's the kind of God
Amen.
You serve. So get ready. Get ready, man of God, because God's going to overwhelm you with blessings.
My God.
And I believe your ladder is going to be greater. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Praise God. Did you pray for the kids going back to school? Amen. Hallelujah. We lift up little G, even as he goes back to school, God. Let this be his best year, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for your hand upon his life. We thank you, Lord, that he shall excel in all of his studies, God. We thank you for keeping him and his classmates safe, God. And we pray for all of the young children going back to school that you will continue to just bless each and every child. Keep the school safe, oh God. We bind up anything that would try to come against our children in the United States of America, oh God, and abroad, that you would protect our children, keep our schools safe, oh God, for all of our family members and friends and those, all of the children around the world who are going to school, oh God, that you would keep them and protect them and continue to just do a new thing in little G's life, oh God. I see him excelling, Gary. I see little G coming through with leaps and bounds, and what man has determined to be, God says, I'm going to do greater things in little G's life.
God.
And even as he grows up and as you watch him grow up, God, I see you just standing there as that proud father, amen,
amen.
Because he's going to
amen.
Begin to show you the fruit of everything that you put in him. God says, everything he see you getting a well done in little G's life in the name of Jesus. So we just thank God for all that you and your wife are doing and the work and the labor that you're doing and the example that you and your marriage are to so many. Continue to be that light. I just see light, God's light just coming off of you. God's using you as a light to so many, and so many are looking at your life, and you're that light. And God says, keep being that light. You don't need a title, but you are serving me in the church. He said, you're serving me in your family. You're serving me in your community. You're serving me in the workplace. You are my light. You are the light to the world of the magnificence of God.
Yeah.
And God is well pleased. So, Lord, we just thank you. Continue to guard his body.
Bless
keep him healthy,
Lord.
Oh, God. We bind up anything that tries to come against his body, against
Jesus.
His health. We speak deliverance. We speak healing over every part of his body. And we thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against him can prosper. And we call him blessed
yes.
in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 God
Amen.
Bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother.
And we just want to congratulate you guys again on your 12th year anniversary, and we didn't forget about you guys. The man said it should be there Saturday. I think the package that we sent off for you was a special your 12th year anniversary.
Oh,
thank you for thinking about us, brother. And 12 years, we continue to celebrate, and thank you for those words.
Amen. So
well,
I'll
welcome.
Be running out. I'll be looking out the window for the package to be delivered on
yeah,
Saturday.
Do that.
We can thank you. So you guys didn't have to, but I'm glad you did. That is so
just
nice. So thank
on
you
because I was
going
to make it up. Things didn't work out like I planned, so we had to go ahead. We went ahead and sent it.
Okay, well, we receive it, and we thank you and my sister so much. So give my sister a big hug and a kiss for me. And tell them
I
we
will.
Said thank you. Thank you, guys.
I
we
will.
Love
we love you.
You,
guys.
Love you,
thank
brother.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, that was my brother, my only biological brother.
Like a brother.
And I thank God for him and his wife. Amen. Vonda, they are a blessing
yes.
to us. And we pray right now for our mother, Mae Thomas, oh God, my mother who's
yes.
also with us. We thank you for her life.
Love
we
Lord.
Thank you, Father God, that she still yet has a praise in her mouth. We thank you for our new niece. Amen. My mother's new granddaughter, great granddaughter, great great-granddaughter that was born today. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe she was born today. Amen. We thank you for our new addition to the family. God bless her and keep her. Oh, God, let your hand be upon her, her mother, as her mother recovers from childbirth. Bless her father, Al. Continue to heal him, oh, God, even as he mourns the loss of his brother, Mustafa. Heal Renee, oh, God, the new grandmother, oh, God, of his new baby, oh, God. Even as, Father God, she lost her son, that you have given her the blessing of new life through this precious little baby girl, oh God. We ask that you continue to heal Renee, God. Keep your hand upon her life. We believe in the power of prayer, oh God. We thank you for the progress that she's making, God. And we ask, Father God, that you continue to manifest total healing in her life. God, comfort her through her sad moments, oh God. We know that she's still yet in the storm. Continue to walk with her through the storm. Continue to walk with her through the valley of the shadow of death. Continue to heal my mother. I pray for her ankles right now. Ma, I pray for your ankles. I lay hands. Just touch your ankles, Ma. Touch your ankles. I lay hands. We lay hands on your ankles. We lay hands on your legs. We pray for total healing right now over that leg area in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That you have total mobility, that you will have, that swelling will cease in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for total healing over my mother's life, oh God, over her eyes and every part of her. Thank you for successful procedure on today. Continue to bless my mother and keep her, oh God, in your perfect peace. Bless my whole family, God. I pray for my whole family, oh God. I pray for every family on this prayer line, God. And we pray for the Carol family, Sister Carmen, Sister Yvette. We pray, Father God, for Sister Yvette. We thank you for her life. We speak life. We speak peace. We speak blessings. We speak joy over her. We speak over her life. We pray for Jay. We pray for Mingo, Brother Mingo. We pray for Sister Carmen. We pray for every member of the Callow family, Kevin Jr., Kevin Sr. We pray for every Nick and Ricky and all of the Callow family in the name of Jesus, of the babies, oh God, all of the grandchildren. Yes. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God. We pray, Father God, for the Pastor Jamal and his wife, Pastor Gail, oh God. We pray for every family represented on this line. Amen. Continue to bless and keep, oh God. And we just give you the glory. We give you the honor. We pray for Hakita right now. We pray for Hakita and his new job, oh God. We thank you for this open door that no man can shut, oh God. We thank you for blessing. We praise your name. We worship you. Bless my mother, God. Bless my brother. Bless every family on this prayer line. Bless Sister Maria and her family. Bless, oh God, every family. Sister Barbara and her family. Sister Rita and her family. Bless every family. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We give God praise for Kayla Joyce. She went back to college.
Yes.
Jessica, who's getting to go back to college. Cover Marcus and Justin. We cover them in prayer.
Yes.
Hakita concerning housing, God.
Yes.
Open the door. We thank you for the key being in her hand right now.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for the new job. Thank you for the new apartment. We give you praise right now for it. In Jesus' name, amen. But we thank God, our final caller. Next Tuesday, real quick, next Tuesday is Pastor Rebecca's birthday. Next Tuesday, September the 4th, is my wife's birthday. If you want to bless her, if you want to send her an email, a card, sow into her life, next Tuesday is her birthday, September the 4th. There's so much been going on, and it's coming real fast. If you're local, if you want to give her a card on Sunday, please be a blessing to her. She gives out to so many. She blesses so many people, and we want to show her love in this season in her life as she celebrates another year of life on Tuesday.
Hallelujah.
So we give God praise for her. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Well, thank God for you. Again, we will be on Word Wednesday tomorrow night. Please tune in, or if you're local, please come out to the church. We thank God for you. Continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. We love each and every one of you, and we thank God for you. To God be the glory. We're going to sign off with a song, James Fortune.
This keeps me going.
God. All things are possible.
On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
The storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. I believe that I can make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
I believe. Why?
This.
Your storm is over.
I see your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe.